There was a story once with Rev. Rafal Levine Zatzal, Rev. Aryeh Levine's son. He was a Yerushalmi Yid, and he was very, very careful with Kiddusha Shvius. His wife had a maid, and we all know that a maid for a Jewish lady is like the oven. It's like you have a family and you need help Erev Shabbos. If you lose the maid, it's not a pretty sight. It's one of the Aseres Hadibros amongst Jewish housewives. Don't steal your friend's maid. If you steal your friend's maid, that's like a break in the Yiddishkeit itself, in the Yahadus of a lady and her fellow Jew. So they had this maid who was helping them, a non-Jewish lady. And she said she's leaving. That's it. She has to go back to her hometown, wherever she was from. She can no longer serve them. So they were expecting this. One day she abruptly says, okay, I'm leaving today. I just got a telegram. I was going to leave next week. I'm leaving today. So Rebbetzin Levine, Rafal Levine's wife, says, okay, sure, take an apple. She takes the apple for the way. She runs out. A couple of minutes later, Rafal Levine walks in. And Rebbetzin's distraught. She just lost her maid. What's going to be with the Shabbos? It's going to be after Shabbos. And she mentions to her husband, yeah, on the way out, you know, I didn't want her to go hungry. So I gave her an apple. And his face drops. He says, an apple? She goes, yeah, I gave him an apple. He says, the apple was Kedusha Shvius. You gave a non-Jewish lady a Kedusha Shvius apple? How could you do that? And the Rebbetzin realizes how distraught her husband is. How this very precious holy item that came from the year of resting of the Jewish people that was given to a non-Jewish person. And she immediately, without him even saying anything, runs out the door. Boom! And she's running to where the bus station. And she sees, as she's getting there, she sees the maid climbing on a bus. And she's running, she's sweating, she has to get this apple back. She gets to the bus and the door closes. She bangs, no, let me on. And the bus driver feels her plea, lets her on. She doesn't know where the bus is going, she doesn't care. She has to get that apple back. She pays for a ticket, and she is looking, where is this lady? She sees in the back corner, left corner of the bus, second seat over, there's the maid. She is ecstatic. But she sees the maid go white like a ghost. So she starts getting word for her. She goes, maybe she's sick. She runs up to her. And before Rebbetzin Levine could say one word, the maid says, here you go. I'm so, so sorry. She's like, whoa, how did she realize it's a Kedusha Shvius apple? And then I came to get it. Like, how could she even know that? How could she think of that? And Rebbetzin Levine sees that it was a bag, but it didn't have the apple. It had jewelry and a lot of money in it. And Rebbetzin Levine realizes that this bag was the hidden bag in their house of their life savings, of all her precious items, which they were saving up this money for their children's wedding. And the maid now is giving it back, and the maid is in tears. She goes, I'm so sorry, just take it back. The Rebbetzin realized that when the maid left originally, because she got a telegram, it was no telegram. It was, I found the money in your house, and I want to run out before you realize, before your husband gets home. Rebbetzin Levine thanked her. She took the apple back. She took the bag back. How was she zoicha to this? How did she merit such a Yeshua? Because of the tamimiskite, the oneness, the living, the ein oid mavadoi, the living that I am with Hashem. There's a Kedusha Shvius item. There's an apple imbued with holiness. there's an apple imbued with Hashem's presence. I have to do everything I can to make sure that it retains its status, that the halachas are kept about it, that I appreciate the kedusha in it. This is attaching to Shvius, and this is the lesson we have to learn in our lives. What is Shvius? What is Shemitah? Shemitah, Shvius, the land laying fallow, is the ultimate expression of the Ein Oid Milvado, that there's nothing else but Hashem.